morning.
Hello.
Welcome to Pathways Podcast.
Hello, welcome.
Episode 111.
We are down one of the, so we're two amigos.
We are, yes. Yep. Although Aaron was a little under the weather today. So
yeah, Aaron couldn't do it. He's like so many of us. The flu is working through his household.
Yep.
And so yeah, so it's finally caught up with Aaron.
That's right.
Who has virtually been impenetrable through all of this stuff, but now it's finally caught up to
him. That's right. Yep.
Speaking as a person that had it last week, you know, and I've said this, and I don't want to sound snarky or anything. But, you know, me personally, and I know everybody's different, but me personally, I would rather have COVID again than influenza A.
Yeah, you had a long
influenza
stretch.
A is miserable.
Yeah.
And I, you know, and obviously some people have had far worse cases of COVID than
right.
I did.
Yeah.
But, you know, just from my own personal experience.
Yep. How it hit you and.
Yeah. I didn't have much fun at all, but I did try to sleep as much as is humanly possible.
Yep.
So I took my nighttime cold medicine during the day.
With codeine.
Well, no, that came later.
Oh, okay.
That came later. And I was careful with, you know, I didn't want it like all this cold medicine and codeine.
On top of it all.
I wasn't sure what all, how they were going to combine or what they did. You know, when you're putting these chemicals in your body, you're like, what do they do when
right.
they are
How am I going to feel?
Yeah.
Yep.
So I was, you know, I still took it, but I would like take them hours apart. And
yeah.
So I guess I never really felt the full effect.
Yep. Of it all.
Of them all together. But
Steve, to mention that in the message on Sunday that you took the.
Yeah, I think that was a mistake.
He was like, I don't know about that. I was like, I don't think that it really, I think it was fine.
So I was kind of reading.
I don't think you really could tell.
I was reading how that works.
You maybe felt.
And so that cough medicine with codeine. So the medicine works on the mucus in
yes,
your lungs.
Right.
The codeine affects the brain and shuts down the cough reflex. Which I thought,
so
oh, you know, what does the codeine do? The
right.
codeine must like open up your lung capacity or something. No,
nope,
no,
it affects
it
your
actually,
brain.
It affects your brain. Oh, okay. Well, I guess that
I'm
makes
take
sense.
That and go preach.
That
yes.
makes sense. And then, you know, and I was like, well, I didn't want to get up on the stage. So I was no longer contagious. I made
right.
sure about that.
Yep.
I was outside the window of contagion and, I didn't want to have a coughing fit up on the stage. The
right.
weird thing about this is I would have a coughing fit and, you know, not to get.
Right.
Not to get to TMI territory,
right.
but you're just like,
right.
and I didn't want to have
mucus in there.
I didn't want to have that in front of people, but it, you know what? It all worked out and it was great. God, you know, celebration Sunday.
Yeah, it was wonderful day.
Yeah, God is
fantastic.
Good. It was, and,
yep.
and he did, you know, he, and there were a lot of us that were, we
not
were a lot of wounded warriors.
Of their game.
A lot of wounded warriors on Sunday.
That's
so.
Right. That's right.
It was definitely one of those days, but we
That's
made it
right.
through.
We did. Yep.
And if you're sitting there and you're watching this and you've either gone through it or you're going through it, God bless you. Don't be afraid to call the church because
yep.
we are praying,
we'll pray for you. Yeah.
praying for you. We've been praying
Spend
for people, praying generally,
too.
Even as staff meeting yesterday, mm-hmm. we felt a call
praying
to just pray for the health of our congregation and the region,
mm-hmm.
the community and the region, and
yep.
just be praying for that.
Yeah, definitely.
People to get through this, so.
That's good.
I personally think, you know, in January, it, you know, if you're under the weather, it's a great time just to sleep, so.
Hibernate
go for
anyway.
It. Hibernate.
It's a good
go
time.
Into a modified hibernation.
Why not?
It's Why January. Not? I wish human beings were created to hibernate.
Well.
Wouldn't that be awesome?
Yeah.
Or you just kind of
sleep all winter.
You sleep all winter and everybody emerges and,
yep.
you know, you burned off all that fat, you know, that you've been living off of for 3 months. Instead of people coming out of the winter gaining 30 pounds, they
right.
come out of the winter, they've lost
30
pounds.
Lost 30 pounds. Feel pretty good.
It's not meant to be.
Nope, it's not.
But anyway, so.
Instead we fight the snow.
You're probably at this point, based on what we've been talking about, more coherent about what was said on Sunday than I am.
I do have a lot of notes. So, yes, I did take a lot of notes on my bulletin, even in all directions. So the majority of them are like the normal way, but then I did have to turn my paper.
Man, I didn't know I said
way,
that much.
So.
And you know what? Like, I preached on 2 Corinthians 5:11 to 21 probably every year since we started.
Yeah.
And I think it's cool that, you know, you're still getting so much information out of it.
Yeah. No, I thought it was great. So
I'm so glad you love the bulletin.
I know. Jen will not give me more space for notes. I know that she won't, but I just took advantage of everything that was there. So,
and we have found out. So I discovered this week that your talent for taking notes, it is that much more amazing considering the fact that a lot of times you're scratching your son's back.
Yes. Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
With one hand.
I know. I'm like, yes, it over here. With another. That's right.
It's amazing. I won't say which son for the sake of
my back.
I don't want to embarrass one of the lads, but
he scratched my back, so I'm like, yeah, sit on this side because I still have to take notes.
It's quite a talent, Marcy, I gotta admit.
Multitasking all right there at the same time. So it's good.
It is.
It's good. That's right.
In the old days, wasn't that a test? See if you could pat your head and rub your stomach at the same time?
Yeah, does take a little extra scratching mental and energy. Yeah,
that's
pretty
amazing.
I don't know
amazing.
If you could do that on cough medicine with codeine, but you could sure try.
I don't think.
Fine.
You might be like, huh? So what was your takeaway from Sunday?
It's good. So I would just back up even and say the Sunday before you gave a message on mission and vision, which we talked about on the podcast last week, but just kind of reminding people again, I guess, that we've been in this place about talking about the mission and vision of the way as we head into the new year. And in the weeks to come, we're going to be going through all of our core values. So we're going to spend a week on each one of the core values. Yeah. And I'm just really excited for that sermon series that's coming up as well. But I feel like it's all kind of tied together. And I feel like this piece of where you landed and just how Celebration Sunday kind of fit in the bigger picture of where we're at and where we're going, I think is just a really neat thing. And so we talked about the mission and vision of the way, and then this Sunday we had Celebration Sunday, and I felt like part of a big part of your message too was really just talking about the church and what is the church meant to be. And the church is, you know, there's a building, but it's a gathering of believers.
Right.
And just kind of really digging into that, like, what does it mean to be the church? And as the church, then how are we connected to
the mission?
What's your
personal mission?
Yes.
Yep. And how does that fit into the bigger the bigger missions that we've been given as followers of Christ.
Yep. Yeah. And so then with the 2 Corinthians passage, you know, talking about how we're Christ's ambassadors, but it's just all so tied together. And so one of the analogies too that you mentioned was just how the church is this leaky vessel that always gets to where it's supposed to go. And I think that's just a really good analogy because it's kind of this picture that, you know, we talked about yesterday at our staff meeting too, like Christ instituted the church. Like this is the church is the way that Christ has given here on earth for the gospel to spread and people to come to know Jesus and all of that. And so, you know, we're called to be a part of that and we're called to plug into that. And we're not perfect. And, you know, the people within the church, nobody is perfect. And so it's a leaky vessel and we're not always going to get it right. But that's part of the mess, but the beauty of it is that God's got it. Like, it's going to get to where it's supposed to go because God's got it. So it's this leaky vessel that always gets to where it's supposed to go. And along those lines, too, one of the things that you talked about that I was just so good is kind of as that idea that as you think about then yourself and how you fit into that, maybe, but just how we're called to be a part of it. So if we deny that or we don't join in and become a part of that, then just that how then, you know, it's the whole you mentioned too, like connect, grow, serve versus sit, soak, and sour, and how then we become critical. And so, and when I say that too, it's not like, oh, plug into a program or plug into, you know, that's not what I mean. And so I guess I don't want to be misunderstood in that, but it's about what is Christ calling you to do and how are you obediently following what he's calling you to do. And so I think that those are just good good things for us to self-reflect on. Like, have I been critical, or what is my mindset? And, you know, do I have a mindset that is going to see the negative in things, or do I have a mindset that's going to see the positive in things? And do I and see how God is moving and working?
Yeah,
and
you could even take that to a step further, because sometimes you see the negative, but there's this part of you that has to, you have to prioritize, you know? So if there's a negative out there, maybe that's something that you want to address over long term, because, you know, maybe the reason why you see that negative is it's your call to do something about
it.
There's nothing wrong with that, but even under all that is like this drive to fulfill the mission. And, you know, one of the things that frames my whole point of view on this is I just go back to the military. And I'm thinking, you know, So we know we have a biblical example where we are told to be soldiers and not civilians.
Right.
What does that mean? Civilians gripe about stupid stuff, right? Because, you know, you would never be on a military vessel and say, you know, I don't like the color of these chairs.
Right.
You know, I'm just in the military. It's like, I'm just happy to have chairs,
right?
Because I could very easily be in a situation where we have no chairs,
right?
Right.
And if I complain about it, I might not have a chair.
And if I complain about it, then the commanding officer can say, you know what? Fine, no
you
more chairs
on the floor.
That's and right. That's kind of how that stuff goes. But in a civilian world, it's like everything is here for me, and I'm making these decisions. And you know, it just goes so contrary to the life of a Christian. You know. Jesus says, what good does it do you to love people that love you back? You know, and we see so many people that kind of get in these huddles and they're with people that only tell them what they want to hear. And, and we become these echo chambers and all these things. This is what's going on. In reality, it's the diversity of the church and the different types of people and working through conflict and, and working through things all in the name of Jesus. That's the higher order of things.
Right.
And, you know, we just see, there's just far too many people that, you know, their involvement in anything is conditional on how it makes them feel. You know, when I joined the Coast Guard, I enlisted and I belonged to them whether I liked it or not until they were done with me.
Right.
And my job was to fulfill the mission that we were commanded to fulfill. And now I apply that same mentality to my walk with Jesus Christ. There are plenty of times when I don't like things that are going on. But I always, my answer to that is always to get back to the mission. And understanding what the point is and not getting lost in things that maybe I don't like the way that I should.
Right.
Because you also have to decide, well, how many of those things are vital to the mission? How many of those things are important? And that's a big part of it. And what I love about what the Apostle Paul does in 2 Corinthians 5 is just this, he to me, he very simplifies what the mission is as per the Great Commission that Christ has given us. You know, go in all the world and make disciples, baptizing them in the name of Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Okay, now 2 Corinthians 5 to the church in Corinth. This is how you do it. And that's always very meaningful. So what else you got?
So one of the things too, going back to the 2 Corinthians 5 text, I'm just going to read verse 13 and 14. So it says, if it seems we are crazy, it is to bring glory to God. And if it's, if we are in our right minds, it is for your benefit. Either way, Christ's love controls us. Since we believe that Christ died for all, we also believe that we have all died to our old life. And so, you know, that's, you talked to about how the, that's where the kind of where the term crazy wazies came from, but it's this idea of being sold out for Jesus, of being, of just wanting to obediently go and do and say and be all that he wants from us. And so if that appears like, oh, you're too sold out for Jesus, or you're too whatever, like, Jesus freak, right? That it's to bring glory to God. Like, that is the heart and the motivation. But then on the flip side, if we're in our right minds, it's for your benefit. And so it's kind of like, you know, wherever, but it's Christ's love that controls us. And so it's his love for him and for people to know him that hopefully we're obediently following, and
there will come
after
a day
so.
When all these people that are crazily committed to the purpose of God and the mission of Jesus Christ, there will come a day when their craziness will be vindicated.
Yes. Yep. Right. So right now, you maybe get pushback and all of the things, but there will be a day that,
No, I know. And it's, and that's part of what has to motivate you as well. And every day that goes by is one day closer to that day.
Yep.
Which is exciting.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah, no, and I you know, back to that military versus civilian mindset as well, is, you know, go to the next verse 15, you know, everyone who received this new life will no longer live for themselves. Instead, they will live for Christ who died and was raised for them. And it's like, you know, just ask yourself a simple question. How much, and we all live for ourselves, so don't get me wrong. I'm not saying that, well, some of us don't live for ourselves, but there are varying degrees of that. And, you know, would your life be defined as a life of sacrifice? For the kingdom of God, or would your life be defined as basically doing what you want to do? And that's kind of where the thought process should kind of work through, and and maybe what you're doing is doing. I mean, that that could be an act of obedience to God, but you know, you just.
And I think, too, it looks different for each person. I mean, there's certain things, obviously, in Scripture that are laid out in Scripture that Scripture calls us to, you know, for righteous living and all of that. But there's also that individual piece that it looks different for each person in a lot of those circumstances.
And we have seasons.
Yep.
We have seasons where, you know, what we're called to do in this season is this, and maybe there'll be another season where we do something different. We all are working through that, but I think the point is that we are seeking what does our sacrifice look like in this season that I'm in.
Yep.
And that's good.
Yeah.
You know, and you have to be content. If you think you're doing what God's called you to do, then God bless you. Be content in it. But also bear in mind too that whether or not God is in it all has everything to do with how it affects his kingdom and the fruit that it produces and the work that it does and you personally and all these things combined. So there's a lot of things going on.
Which kind of brings us to verse 16 that talks about, so we've stopped evaluating others from a human point of view. At one time we thought of Christ merely from a human point of view, how differently we know him now. But part of what you talked about that in that kind of section or whatever too, was just that idea of judgment and how, you know, we're as believers, we're judged for our obedience, and it's a different type of judgment than, you know, for non-believers, but how we're judged by our obedience and how we can judge by the fruit that something bears.
Right.
And so I think too, as we look at our own lives, like how is my life bearing fruit and how is that happening in my life? And
there's a fine line. One of the things that's hard about a church and specifically leadership in general, is that, you know, there is a responsibility that you have as a leader to motivate to good works.
There's
that balance. So I've always used that comparison of being being a leader in a church is like being a personal trainer. Part of your job is to help people do things that they kind of don't want to do. And you know, And that's kind of happened in our lives before we got to this position that's helped us get to this position. And then it's just like this perpetuating process. It's like, okay, so, you know, if we understand that we're all this work in progress and that, you know, this the new life doesn't want to die easily. Or the old life.
Yeah.
The old life. The old life doesn't want to go quietly. It wants to hang on as long as possible. The new life is somewhat foreign to us because it's new. So here we are in this balance. We got this old life that we're kind of familiar with that doesn't want to die. And this new life that we're not so familiar with that is a little bit foreign to what we're used to. And in the midst of that is church leadership encouraging and motivating people to move more and more into that new life. Which isn't always received well.
Right.
You know, when I went through a season where I had a personal trainer, there's a couple mornings where he pushed me till I threw up. My first thought was when he did that, is it ticked me off.
Yeah.
I'm like, is this really necessary?
Do I really need to work this hard?
Did you have to push me this hard? And, you know, but yeah, yep. I needed it at the time. And the truth is, I was in such bad shape at that point in my life. They didn't have to really push me that hard.
Are you also like, and I'm paying you to do this?
Yeah, and I'm paying you to bit.
Push me to this.
But that's part of the thing that's challenging. So, but all of that is in a church. Mm-hmm. And so you combine that with where we started.
Right.
Where it's like, you know, don't be this offense waiting to happen.
Mm-hmm.
Because you're going to miss it.
You are going to miss it.
You're going to miss it. Mm-hmm. And I could give you a list
yep.
of people that were just, they had all this amazing potential in the world mm-hmm. and they just got to this point where they just pulled out of the process.
Right.
And now that doesn't mean that, you know, by the power of the Holy Spirit and that God won't re-engage the process in the future.
Mm-hmm.
But nonetheless, this is all part of what God's doing in our lives.
Right. Yeah.
So it's a good thing to be a part of, but it's also kind of this deeper theology that's going on. And so it's important that we understand that and we have a good idea of why we're here and what we're doing.
Yeah, definitely. Yep. But, oh, that's good. That's
yeah.
Good.
And this, and you know, and the phrase, and this is kind of the sending phrase that I gave everybody is, you know, you go out there and you got this message and it's very simple. Come back to God.
Mm-hmm.
It's an invitation to come back to God through yep. Jesus Christ.
Yep.
That's what it is.
Yeah.
And so
we're Christ's ambassadors.
That's right.
the message that we have. So I also want to land on the three questions that you had, and they were based on Timothy Keller and maybe a book that
it was an article that I read that he put out
or that he had written.
Questions that non-Christians can't answer.
Yes. So looking at, so part of the context of this too was just, you know, consumer Christianity. Am I in it for myself or am I in it for others? And
right.
is it Christ's love that's compelling me and that kind right. of thing? And so looking at these three questions as a self-examination. And so the first one was, is there evidence of God's presence in your own life? And what's God doing in your life? If somebody said, how's God been working in your life? Can you answer that? Because he's always doing something. And
right.
that's, you know, as we look at discipleship classes, that's the, we talk about the journey a lot, but that's yeah. kind of the basic principle of the journey is God is up to something good.
Yeah.
And so he's always doing something.
I have
and
a
he's
mentor,
always moving and working.
I have a mentor that I meet with and that is usually one of the first questions he asks me.
Mm-hmm.
What's God up to right now in your life?
Yep. Yeah.
And that's a very important question.
It is. Yep.
Yep.
So, and sometimes too, I would just say that I think that people are just so in the, you know, maybe the grind of things, or you can't always see in the moment necessarily what it is that God is doing, but other people can help speak into that as well. Yeah. And so
I would actually,
but he is always there.
I would actually say on a personal level, and you know, I learn more about what God is doing in my life through the negative stuff,
mm-hmm.
which, yeah. You know, when things are like when I have failed in something
mm-hmm.
or I'm in a state of mind that I shouldn't be.
Mm-hmm.
And the fact that I realize that. And then as I talk, what's God doing in your life? Well, right now God is, he's showing me where I'm wrong.
Right.
Mm-hmm. It's like, oh, that's good.
Right.
That's yep. part of it too.
And, right.
But that those are things that God wants to do as well.
Right. Yep. And you know? He does that through his word. He teaches yep. and rebukes and corrects and trains
Absolutely.
Us for righteousness. So we're maybe going to talk about that on Sunday. But so question number two was, what evidence do you have of scripture changing you? So, and this was, you know, as we were going to look at this Sunday of our core value of being word driven.
Yeah.
So it's this picture that, you know, scripture is God's word to us. It's literally right. breathed by God. And so how has scripture been changing you? Because these are God's words that he specifically has, you know, had compiled into the Bible, which is what we have now. And so it's alive, well, and it's active. It's
John Calvin says that there's two things that we're learning in life. One is the truth about God, and the other is the truth about ourselves.
Right.
And,
yes.
And you can't know the truth about yourself without first knowing the truth about God.
Right. Yep.
And so that's that bigger picture.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yep. So what evidence do you have of Scripture changing you? How has it changed you in the last year? Do you find it to be alive and active? What Bible promises and passages are you holding on to? And so just looking at that role of Scripture in your life. And then the third question was, how do you give evidence I have to read my handwriting, of a growing appreciation for God's mercy. Mm. So that idea of, are you growing in grace, receiving and growing in more grace? The closer that we grow to Christ, the more sinful that we realize that we are. So do we have a growing dependence and reliance on God's mercy? So that was the third question in that. So
yeah.
I think that's good. And it's just so true. Like, as we grow in our relationship with God, I think we're just more aware of our own sin and our own falling short areas or whatever. And, you know, just that how it's God's grace that has got us. Like, it's only by the grace of God.
Yeah.
And so, you know, do we have a growing appreciation for that? So,
yeah, those are good questions.
Those were three good, just reflective questions to think about to help us focus on the right things and focus on what is God doing in our life and how is Scripture changing and transforming me and, you know, how is God's grace and mercy affecting my life? So,
absolutely.
That's good.
No, yeah. That's good. So, I thought that anything else you want to say about the message on Sunday?
I think that sums it up.
So good.
I have to be able to read my notes.
So I never go back and listen to myself. So oftentimes, you know, depending on the state of mind I'm in, this is fun for me. This is a bit of a revelation. So that's good.
Good. Steve's like, did I say that?
I walked up to Marcy to Marcy after the message, and I'm like, was I like too hard on people? And you're like, well, you were hard on people, but you weren't too hard on people.
I said, if they hear it in the fullness of the message, it's all there. Yeah. Like,
so that's the key. The
yes.
key is to listen to the entire message.
That's right. You can't hear one thing and then tune out or get mad or offended and then shut down. Like, you have to listen to the entirety of it. Yeah. So
there's a reason why there's more.
Yes, that's right. That's right. Have to spend some time unpacking it. So that's right. So yeah, that's good.
Good. So we thought that as we were talking before the podcast, we'd take some time and just kind of share with the congregation. We had a consistory meeting last night. We, you know, in terms of, we've talked about, you know, leaving the RCA and the process in which we're engaged in, which we are fully engaged in at this point.
Yep. So in December, we had the congregational meeting, and then we did file the official petition
to transfer.
So just so people know where that's at.
Yeah. And so
we have entered into that 6-month window now.
Yeah. And so one of the legs of the process is that representatives from the classes of Central Iowa come to a consistory meeting, the meeting of our elders and deacons, and kind of surveys the consistory, so to speak. Mm-hmm. And so that's what, so Carl Borsma and Steve Landeis, they came last night. Carl is the classes leader on staff, and Steve is an elder from Bethany Reformed in Des Moines. And they came, and it was a wonderful meeting.
It was.
It was a fantastic meeting.
It was very encouraging.
I know Steve. I serve with Steve and Carl on the culture team, which is kind of like the executive team of the classes. We're on that team together, and I'm still on it, even though we're in the process of leaving. And I will come off it when we are officially. And all that. All that is, you know, it's amicable, it's loving. We're still going to be in fellowship after it's over with. But to make a long story short, they came in, they talked to our consistory, and just to listen to our elders and deacons share.
Right.
It was so wonderful.
Yep.
It was so great. I just, like you said, I didn't say a word during the meeting other than I introduced Carl and and just kind of sat there. But to hear our leadership talk about our, you know, our mission, our vision, and our core values without actually talking about our mission and our vision and our core values.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. So he had, so just to give a little context too, you know, Carl had asked all of our elders and deacons just to share either whether it was something related to discipleship or something related to mission or ministry.
Yeah, basically what's God
community
doing.
And at the way. And something that you're excited about and that you see God doing, whether it's in you or in the community, in the church, whatever area that is. Like what's God up to and what are you excited about in that. And so, so by the time that everybody answered, that really struck me too. By the time that everybody answered and then Carl came back up and part of what he, I think, was really kind of required to do through his whole process was go over our mission and go over our vision and go over our core values. And so, you know, he reads the mission and they're like, yep, you're check. Definitely fulfilling check. Your mission and vision. And then goes through all the core values like, we're driven. Yep, we've heard that. Spirit-led. Yep, we've heard that. And so just one by one. And so it was just encouraging. And it was encouraging just to hear, you know, how God is working in people's lives and just be reminded again, I guess, of that transformation that people are experiencing and have experienced and how it's Christ's love that compels them. And, you know, it's just so good. Like God is moving and working and it is a joy to be a part of.
Yeah, it is.
It's a joy to be a part of. And I love our people. I love their hearts for Jesus and how they just want to obediently serve him wherever that is that he's calling them to. Yeah. And I love to hear the stories of what God is doing in the midst of that. So
it's exciting. And it's very affirming. Mm-hmm. You know, so oftentimes in leadership, you know, you deal with criticism and, you know, the ratio of criticism to blessing is always, I mean, there's always so many more people that are God's doing things in their life and amazing things are happening.
Yep.
And then, you know, all it takes is one critic.
Yep.
And you know, as a leader, you want to listen to the critics to a point because you don't want to live this life of, you know, you don't want to move away from conflict because that's part of being in leadership is you've got to work through these things.
Yep.
But you know, somewhere in criticism, people just lose sight of what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
And suddenly this little thing to them is everything.
Right.
And so, you know, so much is about a perspective because there's always going to be these little things.
Right.
But to sit at that consistory meeting last night and hear a collective response.
Right.
By these wonderful people that love Jesus, they're called to the church. Mm-hmm. Most of them are in ministries or areas of service, but to hear their testimony, it was just wonderful.
Yeah.
Just wonderful. And I hope that, you know, I just hope that the general congregant of the way, you know, if you look at our elder and deacon list, these are people who love Jesus that you can go to if you're struggling.
Yep.
And, you know, they have a testimony. They're not perfect.
Right.
But they all have testimonies. But these are people that, you know, nobody's perfect, but yet at the same time, they love the Lord and they love what God's doing here and they're committed to the mission and vision. And these are people that can be tremendous assets. If you're, you know, I think you could walk up to any of these people on a Sunday morning and just say, hey, you know, like if the prayer, like we have our prayer teams and there's like, maybe there's a line or maybe you don't want to go up front, but if you go up to one of our elders and deacons and say, would you pray for me?
Right.
They'd all do it.
Yes, absolutely.
And, that's just, we're just tremendously blessed. So, yeah, I'm excited.
It's good. Yeah.
I'm excited. Yeah. No, so, I'm excited for 2022.
I know. The year of fruitfulness, right?
Fertility.
Fertility.
I'm feeling I'm feeling fertile.
Fruitfulness.
I'm feeling fertile.
It's going to be good.
But I'm excited. I just think that things are, I think that for a lot of people, life is shifting in mm-hmm. such a way that they're, it's going to be pin your ears back and run time yep. for the Lord.
Amen. Let's do it.
For Jesus. Yeah. That's no, right. I'm excited.
That's right.
I'm yep. excited. Just think of all the people that we're going to get to meet.
I know.
That are going to come to know Jesus.
I know. It is. It's exciting.
I'm excited good. About that. Yep.
It's good. It's good.
Well, good.
Yes. Well, why don't you so before we do announcements, though, so I would just say, too, so we talked about the consistory meeting, oh, yeah. and part of the process was Carl, the classes representative, and an elder from the classes also coming in and meeting with our consistory. Mm-hmm. So the next step after that is the congregational meeting. Which,
the 30th.
Yes, which has been in our bulletin, but just to highlight that again as well. So on January 30, after the 11 o'clock service, so 12:30-ish maybe mm-hmm. would be a time to tell people. At 12:30-ish or just after that 11 o'clock service, we're going to have a congregational meeting. And this is kind of the official congregational yeah. meeting. So we talked about, we had the congregational meeting in December, but part of that was more, we wanted our, it was more of an internal meeting, right. you might say. We wanted our members and anybody who was interested to have information and yeah. be able to ask questions. And we did take a vote at that time, but it was maybe more of a survey vote because right. it was more for us to have a pulse on where are people with this and mm-hmm. what do they think about this. But at this congregational meeting, which again happens January 30 after the 11 o'clock service, at this congregational meeting, this is the official congregational meeting that we need to have
yeah.
for the requirements of the denomination in yeah. this process.
And you know, and so it's like anything
it's
else.
It's important that people attend.
Because I think it can be a little confusing, but technically, yes. so congregational meeting, everybody is always welcome.
Yes.
But only members can vote.
Correct. Yep. So if you want to come and get information right. and hear what's going on, we would love to have you.
Yeah.
Yep. But it's members who vote. Yes.
It's members who vote because this is the forward direction of the church. And mm-hmm. so, you know, members are the ones that, you know, really, you know, because of our bylaws.
Right.
And the way that we're governed and the way we're set up is it's just set up that, you know, you've got to be a member to vote in official capacity
right.
in that yep. regard. So,
and I believe for this meeting too, you have to be present to vote.
You correct? Have to be present yes. to vote.
So
yeah.
you have to be present to vote. So there are not absentee ballots available if you yeah. want to call the office if you're like, yeah, I absolutely can't make it, and just let us know your opinion. You're welcome to do that, but it does not count as an official yeah. vote. You do have to be present in order to vote. So.
And I know, you know, regrettably, even on our consistory,
yes.
you know, we do have people that are vacationing and, yep. and doing all this stuff, and, you know, just there's just no really good time to do it.
Right.
And so don't. And, you know, they've expressed regret
yes.
that they can't yep. be here.
Right.
And we know that and we really appreciate that.
Yes.
So even
yep.
from a congregational standpoint, right. if for whatever reason you can't make it,
yep.
The important thing for us is that you just feel like your views are represented.
Right.
So mm-hmm. so you can certainly send us emails. You can set up a time to come in and meet. Mm-hmm. I don't want it to feel like, well, you know, when everything happened, I felt like I didn't have a voice.
Right.
Because mm-hmm. I want everybody to have a voice. Now, again, that doesn't mean from a leadership perspective that all voices are equally, you know, so it comes down to that number.
Right.
Of people, votes
of
votes.
Yeah.
So, you know, if you're one person that feels the way that you do, and there's 100 people that feel differently than you, the 100 people are going to win mm-hmm. as far as where things go. And so
we would still love to hear from you.
Absolutely.
And hear your perspective.
Absolutely.
And
I just want
answer questions. Like, this is still that right. window of time where this is a good time to do that and to be having those discussions.
Absolutely. Everybody, yes. everybody has a voice and all voices matter.
Yes. Yep.
And so, that's important that we discuss that as well. But
yep, very good. So,
but
that
I'm very
is the next
excited
step
about
in the process
about the process, where it's going, and how we're doing.
Yeah. Yep. So it's. And we were, I don't think we mentioned earlier on the podcast, but we were the first church kind of I don't think that we were the first church to submit the petition to transfer, but we were the first one to have the consistory meeting and to kind of get some of this going. So I think that's good.
Yeah, and I don't know.
There are others that have filed and have dates coming up. Right. But yes.
And the classes representatives are kind of learning along the way too.
Yes. Yep.
Because this is kind of a new thing. So
yeah, very good.
Good.
Yeah, so moving on to announcements. So looking at our bulletin and all of the announcements and things that are going on, I will say this last Monday we did start Financial Peace, but if you still wanted to jump into Financial Peace University, you could still do that. I would say just contact the office as soon as possible. Zach and Alicia Bean are going to be leading that class, and you do have to get your materials through the Dave Ramsey's website, and so that, I don't know how long that process takes to go on and get the materials and get those to you, but if you wanted to take that class yet, I would say this is kind of your window of opportunity is narrowing down, so you need to get on that sooner rather than later. But Financial Peace is meeting on Mondays, and they would love for you to join them if that works for you and you're interested in that. So that is on Mondays, and then on Wednesdays our youth group meets. So today is Wednesday, middle school and high school youth, 7th and 8th grade meet over in the Discipleship Center, 9th through 12th grade meet over in the new building in the new worship center.
Speaking about bearing fruit.
That's right.
Our youth.
We had a lot of
good job, youth leaders.
Get baptized on Celebration Sunday, and it was just very exciting, and we had an amazing cheering section on Sunday, which I went back and I watched I was sitting up front trying to take pictures, so I didn't get the full view like I had kind of hoped, so I went back and I watched the recording that we do, you know, when we live stream, and I went back and I watched it, and you could literally see some of our youth leap out of their seats, like not just stand up, they literally were leaping out of their seats to stand up and cheer for the kids that were getting baptized, and it was just pretty amazing. So
we may bring that example back from now on during Celebration
Sunday.
That's
right, because that's how it should be.
I'm not telling you what you should do, but I will tell you.
That's right.
That, you know, this picture of people leaping out of their chairs, right. And yeah!
Yep, that's right.
That is how it should be.
It is, yes. It makes me think, what's the scripture about when one sinner, I know you should know this, but
Luke 15.
When one sinner repents and rejoicing with the angels in heaven. And,
there's more rejoicing in heaven over one sinner who repents than 99 others.
If you need a little refresher on that, that was the message last week. So clearly that should be in my head a little more, but... It was there. So youth on Wednesday, we would love for any of our youth to join us and invite a friend, invite. So that's
absolutely
what they're doing. It's great. And then Thursday, men's ministry is back. They are digging into the book of Genesis. And so all guys are welcome. They start on Thursdays at 6:30, and they are back this week. They are also going on the retreat to Hidden Acres on January 21, 22, and 23. So is that next weekend? That is next weekend. So if you are interested in going on that retreat as well, you can go to our website, and it actually takes you to the Hidden Acres website, and you can find out more information and register online. But they would love for you to join them. We've heard... It's a great time, axe throwing, all kinds of,
you know, that was
men things.
A lot of people brought that up at the, a lot of men on consistory brought up how they were blessed by the men's ministry last night at the consistory meeting.
Yes, they did. Yep.
I said to Jeff afterwards, I said, you guys are bearing a lot of great fruit.
Yes. Yep.
And they are. And it's good. Yeah.
It is good. So
if you're on the fence.
That's right.
And you want to just try it out.
Just try it out.
Just check it out. Get to know, I mean, awesome dudes.
Yes. A lot of great guys there.
Down to earth. They're very sincere. They have great discussions, and they're praying for each other.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
It's just awesome.
It's good. Yep. That's right. They also have a men's breakfast last Saturday of the month. And so our one coming up is Saturday, June.
Oh, to be in June. Wouldn't that be awesome right now?
Little sun. Maybe it'll be sunny on January 29th at 7 a.m. So that is the next men's ministry breakfast coming up. And then a few other things coming up. This coming Sunday, The Bridge, which is our young adult ministry from 18 to 25-ish, is meeting at the church. They meet every other Sunday from 4 to 6 p.m. They've had a little break over Christmas and New Year's, but they're back at it and in their normal routine again. So if you are within that age group or know someone who is, they would love for you to join them for that as well.
Absolutely.
Who else is back on Sunday, Marcy?
Children's ministry. Yay.
For joy,
so. Yay. Children's ministry is back on Sunday as well. So we would love for all your kids to come and join us.
And if you've been sitting out during this season, when you bring your kiddos back, well, maybe we shouldn't tell them that we have the treats back out.
Oh, yes. The kids do love that.
Kids love the treats.
Cookies, muffins, the whole works.
Get them all filled up with sugar. And
it's pretty amazing. That's right. Yep. Even the big kids. So
I know.
There's that. Yep. Also, want to talk about some ways to plug in and serve quickly. The Way has committed to serving meals at Discover Hope on the fourth Tuesday of each month. So if you are interested in signing up to serve a meal for Discover Hope, we would love to hear from you. Are we still looking for a January meal?
I don't know.
We're not sure. So just go to our website and sign up. So we would love to hear from you. You can talk to Jamie and she can get you more information about that. But also, it doesn't have to be just you. So you can grab some friends, you know, have everybody bring one part of the meal and then...
Probably be best if it's not just you. Yeah, that'd be a lot of work.
Many hands make light work. So.
Yeah, I'm here.
If an entire meal for a lot of people like that was completely up to me, I would burn something. That is a guarantee. So
I just have a catered.
Need a few people.
I don't know,
but
I don't know what I'd do.
So that is one place to get plugged in.
Could order pizza.
Yep. Also, tech and worship team are looking for some more camera and sound people. If you play drums, guitar, or piano, we would love to talk to you, and you can email Jen. So I just read that straight from the bulletin. And the nursery could also use some more help. So if you're interested in rocking babies, we would love to hear from you too. So that's good. That's it. That's all I've got.
Congregational
meeting, January 30th.
Another reminder. Two of our superstar nursery people are on vacation for a little, or I don't know. I don't know if they're, I mean, they're just, they're out and about and doing the things that they do. So the Popmas.
Yes.
Dan Popma is a nursery superstar and Marlis is too.
Yes. Yep.
But to see and hear Dan. So, you know, obviously my granddaughter is in the nursery now and you know, It's awesome.
Fun. Yeah. Yep. It's good.
So the Popmas are like, every time you see them in nursery, you're just like, oh.
It's so fun.
The kids are in such good hands. And it's with everybody. I mean, the nursery volunteers are wonderful, but they need more.
Yes. Yep. So, that's good.
Yeah.
Contact Jerry and get you plugged in. So, very good.
Good. Are those all the announcements?
That's it. That's all I've got.
All right.
Yeah.
Well. So sounds like we got maybe one or two more days of warm weather, and then
I haven't really watched
maybe
the
some snow on Friday.
We're talking about snow coming up. So
Saturday morning,
that could be. I don't know.
So enjoy the. Looks like the sun's shining right now.
Right. Although it is January and not June, so yeah. Oops.
Well, in January, 40 degrees feels like
40 degrees feels
70
like
degrees
heat wave.
In June.
That's exactly right.
So
it feels pretty warm out right now.
Yeah. And I mean, we're getting closer. And again, I know there's a lot of people out there that are just battling stuff.
Yes.
Sickness under the weather.
There's a lot of stuff going around right now.
And I myself have forgotten what it feels like to be like 100% healthy at this point. So I'm hoping somewhere in the future that that's there for me.
Rest, relaxation, a little vitamin D, a little sunshine.
Absolutely. Sleep. Sleep.
Or just sleep.
Sleep.
That's right. There you go.
Yeah.
Whatever it takes.
So, but we appreciate you tuning in and spending time with us. And as always, we do love you, and we're all in this together. We're praying for each other. And, we do hope to see you on a Sunday. If not, we hope to see you soon.
Yeah, definitely.
So God bless and have a great rest of your week.
Have a great week.
Take care.